Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're talking about the fact that as Christians, we have eternal life in us. When we believe on Jesus, we receive eternal or everlasting life. Eternal life is not length of life. We all had length of life before we believed on Jesus. All humans have lived forever life. From the moment of conception in a mother's womb, you've got a little eternal being, someone who's going to live forever. The only question is, where are we going to live? Either in heaven or in hell, depending on what we do with Jesus. Now, at the new birth, you and I received the life in God, the life of God, the uncreated life in God himself. We receive the substance and the being and the nature in God himself. Now, if this is your first time tuning in this series, this is our fourth week on this, that statement may have shocked you. I don't have time to repeat everything, but 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says that through God's promises given us in Jesus, we become partakers of the divine nature. We don't become God. He is the creator. We are the created. We become sons of God, literal, actual sons and daughters of God by birth. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." And we become a partaker of his life and nature. God's nature is his life. John 1:4 says, "In him was life." John 5:26 says, "The Father has life in himself." Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the life." We become branches of the vine. Branch and vine is a word picture that depicts union and shared life. We now have in us the very same life in God, eternal, uncreated life, because we're in union with God through Jesus Christ. Now, this week, what we're beginning to focus on is the Apostle Paul. Paul is a man who learned to live by the life of God in him in a real way. We've made the point that he was the one who was given the revelation that the believer has union with Christ. Jesus personally taught it to him. And Jesus commissioned Paul to preach that message. If you read through the epistles, particularly Paul's epistles, there are about 130 verses that have phrases like in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. And those verses all tell us something that is true about us because we're in union with Christ. Now, we're looking at a statement Paul made that gives us a window into how he viewed himself in relation to God. Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ." In the Greek, it's literally, "I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." We left off yesterday with discussing the first phrase in his statement, "I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live." We pointed out that Paul understood the substitutionary nature of Jesus' death. Jesus went to the cross for us as us and was punished in our place for our sins. When Jesus was crucified, in the mind of God, we were crucified. And Paul understood that Jesus joined us in death at the cross to bring us out of death. When the price for sin was fully paid, because Jesus had no sin of his own, eternal life was given back to Jesus. See, eternal life is resurrection life. Eternal life is the life that raised Jesus from the dead. when the price for sin was fully paid, eternal life was given back to Jesus. Because he was there for us, as us, life was given to us, you, me, and Paul, when it was given to Jesus. Paul wrote all the verses that we're referring to here. Let me read Ephesians 2:5. This is a verse written by Paul. Even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, God made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same life with which he quickened him. That's the Amplified. Knox's translation says, our sin had made dead men of us, and God, in giving life to Christ, gave life to us too. In the resurrection, God gave life to our substitute. Now, when we believe on Jesus, when we bow our knee to Jesus as Savior and Lord, as a result of hearing the gospel preached, when we believe on Jesus, that life, eternal life, resurrection life, comes into our spirit, and our dead spirit, our spirit that is lacking in the life of God, our spirit that is dead because of our trespasses and sins, our spirit is regenerated or made alive, and we are literally born of God. Titus 3:5, which is written by Paul, says, it's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's Paul's first statement about his relationship to Christ. I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. I died with him, and I was made alive with him. Then he goes on to say, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Paul understood that his spirit was alive with the life of God, alive with the uncreated eternal life in Jesus. He knew that he was united to the life in Jesus and living or alive by virtue of that life in him. Paul's own testimony was, I was dead, now I'm alive. Paul knew he had something in him that wasn't in him before. He was alive because the life of God was in him. He was living because of, he was living by the life of God in him. Because of the new birth, through union with Christ, just as a branch is alive by virtue of the fact that it is in union with the vine and the life in that vine, partaking of that life, so Paul knew he was living by the life of God. And so are we. See, we're looking at this to give an example of somebody who knew what was in him and learned to walk in dependence on it, and it made him a conqueror. Paul knew he didn't have to do anything to make any of this happening. It was happening. He was living by the life of God. I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. My spirit is alive with the life of God, and I am living. I am alive because of the life that's in me. Then he said, for I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now listen to this. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. His next statement is, this life which I now live in the flesh, in my body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live this life by the faith of the Son of God. The Amplified says, the life that I am now living, I live by faith in the Son of God, by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God. Paul said he lived by the faith of, he lived by faith in Jesus. Now that means a lot of things. We could do a whole lot of lessons just off this one verse. But consider this point in the context of what Paul is saying here. Paul has just stated that he knows that Christ lives in me. I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He has just stated that he knows that Christ lives in him and that he is alive because Christ lives in him. Immediately following that, he says, this life which I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Paul was expressing here his trust in Jesus to be and to do in him all he intends and desires to be and to do by his life in me. When Paul is saying, I live by faith in the Son of God, he was expressing his trust in Jesus to be and to do in me all he intends and desires by his eternal, uncreated resurrection life in me. I expect him to be my power and my ability. I believe that he is now the life of my spirit, and I believe that I am alive because he is in me by his life. I believe I can do what I need to do through his life and power in me. See, this was Paul's view of reality. Paul right here is not giving a religious platitude. He's expressing his view of reality. I'm alive. My spirit is alive because Christ by his life is in me, and I expect him to be in me what he is. I expect him to do in me by his life what he's in me to do. See, Paul wrote all of these verses. Let me read them to you. Philippians 4:13. Now you know that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That has become a wall plaque verse for most of us. It looks good, cross-stitched, framed, and hung up on the wall, but it has absolutely nothing to do with everyday life. But Paul was stating, Almighty God is in me by his life. I am in union with Christ. I am a branch of the vine, and his life is now my life. His ability is now my ability, and I can do all things through that union by that life in me. Phillips' translation says, I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. That's Phillips' translation. Romans 8:37, which Paul also wrote. He had just listed all kinds of trials and tribulations he faced as he preached the gospel. And he said, yet amid all these things, I am more than a conqueror, and I gain a surpassing victory through him who loves me, through my union with Christ, and through the life that's in me, his life, eternal life, uncreated, resurrection life, the very substance and being of God. Through that, I'm more than a conqueror in and through and over everything that comes against me. He wrote Colossians 1:29, to this end I exert all my strength in reliance upon the power of him who works mightily within me by his active energy which is working mightily in me. More tomorrow. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.